Was Padre Pio a saint or a charlatan? That was the question in 1921. To find out, the Vatican sent its first investigator to San Giovanni Rotondo. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's story. Yesterday, 105 years ago, the Vatican appointed the very first official investigator to examine Padre Pio and determine what was truly happening in San Giovanni Rotondo. The account comes from the book Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint with the Stigmata by José María Zavala. In its pages, the author presents Monsignor Raffaello Rossi's official report. But before we get to that, let's step back for a moment and set the stage. By 1921, Padre Pio's name was spreading rapidly. Pilgrims were arriving in growing numbers. Stories of the stigmata, of healings, of strange fragrances, all of it was being talked about across Italy and even wider. Some were convinced of his holiness, others were certain he was deceiving the faithful. The Holy Office could no longer ignore it. So on April 26, 1921, the task fell to Monsignor Rossi, then bishop of a small town called Volterra. Interestingly, he did not immediately accept. At first, he respectfully declined. I suppose he wanted no part in this controversy. But something made him change his mind, and he agreed to take on the investigation. Before traveling to San Giovanni Rotondo, however, Monsignor Rossi did his homework. He went to the Vatican and studied everything the Holy Office had collected on Padre Pio. It was a file filled with praise, but also with condemnation. After learning everything he could about Padre Pio, he traveled south to meet him in person. And perhaps this is where the story touches something in your own life, a place where you're carrying burdens quietly, hoping not to lose your footing in faith. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not simply about supporting this channel, it's about placing your life, your struggles, and those you love under his spiritual care so you're not walking alone. Your name and intentions are remembered in regular holy masses, and a blessed image and certificate become quiet signs that you belong to this spiritual family. Because in moments of weakness, belonging matters. Take that step today. Place yourself under his care through the link below. Now, what follows are excerpts from Monsignor Rossi's report. This is what Padre Pio answered when he was asked about the origin of the stigmata. On September 20th, 1918, I saw the Lord in the posture of being on a cross, lamenting the ingratitude of men, especially those consecrated to him. He urged me to partake of his sorrows and to work for my brother's salvation. I asked him what I could do. I heard this voice: I unite you with my passion. Once the vision disappeared, I came to my senses, and I saw these signs here, which were dripping blood. I didn't have anything before. Monsignor Rossi asked if he had ever used anything to treat the wounds. Padre Pio explained, I used iodine every once in a while, but a doctor told me that it could irritate them even more. They had me use petroleum jelly when the wounds would lose their scabs. It may be over 2 years that I have used nothing at all. He also added, the wounds don't always keep the same appearance. At times they are more noticeable, at times less so. Sometimes they look like they're about to disappear, but they don't. They come back again. Monsignor Rossi asked, do you swear on the Holy Gospel that you have not, directly or indirectly, produced, nurtured, cultivated or preserved the signs? Potter Pugh answered, I swear. Quite the contrary. I would be very grateful if the Lord relieved me of them. But the investigation did not stop with the stigmata. Monsignor Rossi also inquired about the mysterious fragrance associated with Padre Pio. Here's what he wrote. This extremely pleasant and vivid perfume, comparable to that of violets, is attested by all, and the most eminent fathers will allow me to testify as well. I felt it when I saw the stigmata. And I can assure the most eminent fathers again that I went to San Giovanni Rotondo with a determined spirit, as one who must carry out a completely objective investigation. I was absolutely indifferent, and I would say almost cold. However, out of conscience, I must say that in the face of certain facts, I could not maintain that personal prejudice against him. And one of these facts is precisely the perfume, which, I repeat, I felt, just as everyone does. I have examined Padre Pio's cell and could find nothing that could cause such a scent. There was only plain soap. He has attested in a sworn statement to never using and never having used perfumes. Monsignor Rossi also questioned other friars from the convent, as well as several local parish priests. This is what he reported. The archpriest Principe felt the fragrance in the parish church when giving communion to one of the people closest to Padre Pio. And it has also occurred with Father Lorenzo, the superior, while those who accompanied him did not feel it. And it should be noted that Father Lorenzo is very serious, prudent, and skeptical in principle about everything related to Padre Pio. Furthermore, the perfume seems to linger on items like handkerchiefs soaked in blood from Padre Pio's wounds, his gloves, and even his hair, which was cut over 2 years ago. Monsignor Rossi also provided a personal assessment of Padre Pio. He wrote, Padre Pio is a good religious, exemplary, accomplished in the practice of the virtues. In conversation, Padre Pio is very pleasant. With his brothers, he is serene and even humorous. The religious community in which Padre Pio lives is a good community and one that can be trusted. Regarding the stigmata, he stated, The stigmata are there. We are before a real fact that it is impossible to deny. I am fully in favor of their authenticity, and in fact, of their divine origin. The future will reveal what today cannot be read in the life of Padre Pio of Petrolcina. Monsignor Raffaello Rossi, recognized Padre Pio's holiness long before many others did. He was the first, on behalf of the Holy Office, to affirm the authenticity of the stigmata and the mysterious fragrance. He came as a judge, but he left as a witness. Today he is recognized by the Church as a servant of God, with his own cause for beatification underway. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.